go. Welcome to Baldy and the Big Guy. Big Guy's
welcome.
Virtual land right now.
Yeah. Believe it or not, first time ever using Zoom.
It's all right.
Like a boomer.
It happens, dude. Whatever. It's all good. We'll see how it records.
You know the best thing about Zoom is?
What's that?
Yeah. You know, the best thing about Zoom is I can just see your underwear and nobody even knows. Well, I just told everybody, but you know.
I mean, you're fine. Nobody, I'm not judging. Fuck, dude. I did this
is great.
I did this from work for 3 years practically until I had to start going back in the office. And it's like,
that's true.
Just wear cargo shorts and everything. You basically just like being on a podcast, really.
Yeah, it's crazy just because like everyone did this for so long and I never did it once for any of that because I didn't do meetings back then. Like, I did like a, you know, 9-to-5 working outdoors type of job. So
right. Yeah. You were the cable man. You were the cable man back then.
Yeah. And even now that I do meetings all the time, they're all on Google Zoom or whatever.
I had to do a Google. I couldn't do Google because I couldn't get into it today.
It's so much easier.
I don't know. I am eating. I just got back from jiu-jitsu a little while ago. So I'm going to eat my Chick-fil-A while we do this podcast, because we're recording late at night. Well, late-ish at night, 9:15. Thank you guys for joining us. Fun. This will be dropping early morning, so it's going to look weird. I'm going to be eating dinner while we shoot the shit. Hope you don't mind.
Yeah, why not?
I don't really care if you do mind. I'm starving.
Yeah, you know what? I wish I had some. I was looking all over my refrigerator for some orange juice so we could pour a little bit out for the big guy.
Oh, the big guy. Yep. Woke up to that news.
Dilly dilly.
Cheers. OJ, the juice got squeezed.
Great.
You did, man.
No, I really hope that on his deathbed, he's like,
it was my son.
I really did do it.
No, I think it was his son.
No. I mean, maybe it was his son. I don't know. No, we'll never know now.
No,
but right? I really wish that, like, right as he died, he admitted to it. Even if it wasn't son, he could just admit to it, then he died anyways. Like, you know what I mean? It wouldn't make a difference.
Like, you have to put your ear real close to his mouth, and he's like, it was me. And then I was
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
So I heard the conspiracy shit today. The quartering, it's another podcast, kind of like a YouTube stream thing. And he went through a bunch of stuff.
Yeah.
But he was reading a bunch of other shit, like going down a rabbit hole, right? And ultimately, like, the son had the same hat on in a picture that supposedly, allegedly, OJ had on that was like taking his evidence, had the same knife, right? Originally, like maybe OJ went to his house and got all of his shit from his son. And then on top of that, the son has like psychiatric issues and had threatened to like kill somebody with a knife like just before that. So there's some
None of this was like part of the case originally?
No, because he was guaranteed he was taking one. Well, that's what allegedly he was taking one for the.
What year was that? Like 95, 93?
96? I think 93. It was 93. Yeah. I remember whole thing.
I was 9 years old. Yeah. I don't remember. I remember it.
You were like, nine.
I remember seeing it on TV and shit. I don't remember much about it because I was pretty little. But
I was 17 or 18, dude. Yeah. I remember the shit.
Yeah. You probably, like, you would remember a lot more because
I remember the case, dude. Older, but I can... I remember being
seeing it on TV. Like, I remember the Bronco, like, you know, going down the road, everybody like following it and all that shit. I remember all that kind of stuff. Just like that, you know, the stuff that everybody remembers, you know, but. Yeah. Yeah, for the most part, I don't really remember much of it. I remember that the court cases being seen on TV, like, if you don't, and some of it,
you must acquit.
And probably a lot of the stuff I think I remember is actually just things I've seen since, like in memes or, you know, recordings of trial and stuff that I probably don't actually remember. I've seen it so many times, so I have no idea.
That's how the Kardashians got famous.
From
Robert Kardashian, the dad.
Yeah, the dad was OJ Simpson's lawyer.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's who got him off. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, and then he died. And then, what's her name? The mom. I can't remember her fucking name.
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. But ultimately, that's what got him off. That's how they... Imagine if the OJ Simpson thing didn't happen. You wouldn't have any of
this. There'd never be the Kardashians.
You wouldn't.
That's crazy.
That lawyer.
Yeah, but there'd been no famous video.
Yep. Fucking crazy, dude. So, yeah. Well, I don't necessarily want to say rest in peace to him because he was a piece of shit. But you know what I mean.
I mean, he did go to prison for stealing his own shit back. I mean, stealing his own merchandise. It wasn't his to begin with. After he already got away with murder.
It was the Heisman Trophy he went and, like, strong arm robbed those guys for in Vegas, I think.
I don't know. He was like, I don't know what the merchandise was or whatever, but he tried to, like, go on, like, Craigslist. I believe he went on Craigslist and was like, I want this. This stuff. He was acting like he was gonna buy it, mm-hmm. and then went there and like with guns and stole it from the guy.
Yep.
And then obviously got caught because you're OJ Simpson stealing
shit. You're OJ Simpson, bro. I was just at jujitsu with a guy, and he used to be a bartender here in San Antonio, like years and years and years ago. And he goes, it was right after he got out of the Air Force. Air Force. And he goes, OJ came into the bar. This was like hanging out drinking or whatever. It had another girl that looked just like Nicole Brown Simpson, his wife, like blonde hair, beautiful, you know, white girl, that whole thing. And he goes, he was a massive man, like a big, big dude. He was like 60 or something back then, or 50 something or whatever. He was in between the court, like the first one and before he went to prison again or for the second time, or not because he didn't go to prison the first time, but you know what I mean?
After he'd already murdered,
allegedly, and before he had strong-armed robbed somebody. So, crazy.
Yeah.
But I was at a grocery store. Remember Fred Goldman? He was the dad with the white hair. Do you remember that guy? He was the dad of Goldman. The boyfriend that...
Also got murdered, right?
Yeah. It was his dad. I was at a grocery store, coincidentally, in Scottsdale, Arizona, like in 98, 97 or something like that, and I happened to look, because it was only a few years before that it happened, and I'm like, there's only a few people that have like that look, like that big bushy white mustache, that white ass hair, and I was like, that's fucking wrong, that's, or whatever, Goldman, the dad, I was like, holy shit, I don't know.
That's funny. It's funny too, I have my boss has an O.J. Simpson signed jersey, and he was like, hey, I was like, hey, you want to get this like framed up? We have a bunch of jerseys around the house, different, you know, athletes, whatever, all autographed. So I was like, hey, do you want me to get this framed up so we can hang it somewhere? He's like, yeah, we'll take it to like a dry cleaner to get it clean first, though, because there's some shit all over it. I'm like, all right. So I took it to a dry cleaner, and there's blood on it and some, well, it looks like blood and some other whatever, you know, some just dirty. I was like, what if this is Ron and Nicole's blood? This is the one jersey that could have put him away.
Bro.
And they wouldn't clean it. They wouldn't clean it at the director because they had an autograph. So they're like, no, we're not doing it.
Because it might strip the autograph off.
Well, it would probably take off the autograph off, and then it'd lose a lot of its value and stuff. So
glad they called it.
He's like, exactly. And I kind of said the same thing. I was like, I don't think it's going to work, but, you know, he wanted it done, so whatever. But ended up, we didn't do it. We just hung it back on a hanger. It's in a closet somewhere. But we do have it somewhere at work. I have an OJ.
You should at least have it out today, right? Put it out once a year.
Well, I'll just
hang it over the bar.
I couldn't figure out where it was.
Yeah. Just hang it over something, yeah, like the front door.
I was looking for it because I wanted to like take a little picture with like, some orange juice and be like pouring a little bit out.
But you have to use a knife to cut like the whole top off the make it very dramatic. Like take the knife and cut the whole top off the OJ bottle. You know what I mean?
Or cut an actual orange and wait, that won't be the same. Yeah.
Cut the OJ and then pour some out. So it's like you're struggling. I'm getting at is reenact the whole fucking murder with an OJ bottle.
Yeah. 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 Exactly.
That's what I'm
getting
at. That's ultimately what I'm saying. So
with a glove that's too small,
get the spoopy. Oh, I probably shouldn't say that. Get the other thing you created.
Yeah,
the other spook,
yeah. Oh, I didn't create it. Yeah,
but you built the prototype. I think
I built the prototype. Yeah.
Pretty good shit, man.
Yeah, that's yeah. Where was that at? Where was that? That was in L.A., right?
Yeah, yeah,
yeah. I thought.
I
remember that. I remember watching the car chase. I remember that
going down the highway.
And, Yeah.
Drinking Bros podcast. I was looking at them earlier. They've got like, they collect memes. You know how that goes, especially with OJ. Kind of like their boss. Mm-hmm. They enjoy themselves some OJ. And there's so many good memes out there right now about that shit, dude. It's fucking
I was incredible. Actually just right before we started, I was trying to find good OJ stories or jokes or memes or anything. There's a million of them. I didn't.
There's
pick
so
one.
Many, dude. I was like, holy fuck! You know,
earlier,
I didn't have time.
Right after he met our Lord and Savior in the sky.
Did he really?
I went to Twitter. I went to X actually. I went to X, and X. I was looking up like the. What do you call it? The trending news or whatever. Mm-hmm. And literally every he in some form or fashion was the top. He was the top
trending on trending, everything,
whatever.
On entertainment,
the top 10 or whatever. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was like OJ Simpson, whatever his actual name was.
Orenthal Brown, James,
Nicole Ron, like every Kardashian. Like I mean, fucking everything crazy. To do with the trial and the person was on the list. The whole top 10 or
what
whatever.
Was the other was dude's name? Do you remember the young dude that lived in the because he had like a mother-in-law apartment in the back. I can't remember what that fucker's name was.
I have no idea.
There was a kid back there. Well, he was a kid years ago. I guess he'd be like in his 20s or something like that, but he lived there and he was like a star witness and all. Dude, it was like that was one of the.
If he was a kid in 1994.
Well, he was like 20s,
30s right
he's,
now.
Well, no, he'd be in like his 50s. At least. He's older than me, so he'd be in his 50s. I see what you're saying. But yeah, dude, it was crazy. I remember that like it was fucking yesterday. I remember when he got acquitted. I was sitting on the back of a loading dock at the grocery store I worked at. We were all listening to it. It was fucking hilarious.
Were you all cheering like, yes, go OJ, yeah.
No, at least I wasn't. I didn't follow football when I was a kid, like a little kid. I skateboarded everywhere.
Do you follow football now?
Nah, I did for a while, but I'm a New England Patriots fan. So
you used to be a New England Patriots fan.
Well, I still am at heart, but you know what I mean? I don't watch football anymore because I mean, Tom Brady, God damn it. Rest in peace, Tom Brady. Tom Brady's football career.
Did he die too?
No, just his career.
Oh, yeah.
That did die. I mean, 20-something years of playing. You know, that'll do it.
He should have been on top instead of losing his last few seasons or one season.
He
should have.
He'd probably still be married to Giselle, quite honestly, right?
Guarantee. Yep. So, what are you asking me?
What's your favorite fast food fried chicken?
Favorite fast food? Oh, man. You know, that's rough.
Fried chicken specifically.
Well, the one you're eating right there. Wait, are you talking like a chicken sandwich?
Give me a chicken sandwich.
Piece of fried chicken.
Piece of fried chicken is what I actually really wanted, but it is what it is.
If I were to go buy like a chicken sandwich, I'd probably say a Chick-fil-A sandwich. Second to that is definitely Popeye's. So their spicy chicken is damn delicious.
It's really good.
It's good. It's really good. It's crunchy as fuck. Their spicy sauce or whatever they put on it. It's real spicy. It's good. I haven't had it in a long time.
I have to check it out.
When I first moved to San Antonio, I went to a Popeye's when I was out driving with Spectrum. I had one sometime. I don't know. Whatever. But
gotcha.
Actually, it was during that whole debate of like the best chicken sandwich. And then
five years ago, something like that. Yeah.
Something like that. Three or four years ago. Yeah.
So I'm allergic to peanuts. And for a million years, not penis, peanuts. I'm allergic to peanuts.
Yeah, you're definitely
not
allergic to peanuts.
Fuck off. I was going to say, God damn it. I put my own dick in my. Wait a minute.
You put your own dick in your mouth. What?
No, I was allergic. I've been allergic to fucking peanuts for my entire life, right? And they Chick-fil-A fries all their shit in peanut oil.
Yeah.
So until like a couple of years ago, I never knew, and this is to all the families out there that have kids that are allergic to nuts, because every kid's allergic to something, especially nowadays.
Like of course.
Gluten and shit. Maybe Chef Pete knows this, but I didn't. If you boil or you get peanut oil up to a specific temperature, like to a certain temperature, whatever.
Like 450 or something probably.
It burns off the enzyme that makes you allergic to it. I didn't know that.
I wonder if that happens at 160, because at 160, Like that, if you bring up any type of food like 160, it kills all the germs. Like if you bring like a
maybe
piece of meat to 160, it's safe. It's like leather, but it's like safe, you know?
Yeah.
So like
that's like well done or whatever. It's
probably
maybe
that's like well done. But like, so I wonder if it's 160, which is super low. It's way too low to fry in, but
it's enough to cook off that enzyme or whatever it is.
It makes sense, but maybe like an oil, maybe a peanut. I don't know.
It was interesting.
It makes sense.
I'd never had Chick-fil-A for years, and we had one right outside our office in Phoenix. I was like, I can't eat it. Can't eat it. It's cooked in peanut oil. So doctor told me, oh, you're good, dude. His kid had peanut allergies, but they could go to Chick-fil-A.
Penis allergy.
Penis.
He also had penis allergies.
He had penis allergies as well. So my favorite... All right, so chicken sandwich, definitely Chick-fil-A. But again,
yeah,
Bush's chicken here in Texas, dude, their fried chicken is off the chain.
No, honestly, I've been there twice, and not great for me. You know what I enjoyed for fried chicken? Bill Miller's of all places.
Dude, I'm not saying Bill Miller's isn't good. No, they're good too. No. Bill Miller's is cool.
That's probably my favorite. That's probably my favorite fried chicken, yeah.
We have one right around the corner from the house here. And I was there one time getting some po' boy sandwiches. You guys aren't familiar with Bill Miller's. It's like a barbecue joint. They do all sorts of shit. Fried chicken.
It's like a fast food barbecue joint. It's like the worst barbecue joint in all of Texas. But
it's great. Like to compare it, because nobody, like if you didn't have a barbecue, it would be the best one.
Compared to
town.
A barbecue joint in like New York City, it's fantastic.
Fucking right, exactly.
But if you compare it to any other barbecue shop in San Antonio, it's disgusting.
Yeah, well, it's not disgusting. It's just below average.
It's just not great.
In Texas, yeah. But I was going through their drive-through to get some po' boys, what the hell was I getting? Pulled pork or something
brisket
like that.
Po' boys.
Brisket or something like that. Po'
boys are good.
They were like, hey, we're selling boxes of fried chicken, because it was like towards the end of the night. They're probably just getting rid of it or whatever for $5. And I was like, how many are pieces? It was like as many as we could fit. But it was a box like fucking like a foot wide by a foot wide by like 6 inches tall.
Like a big ass box of chicken.
Of fried chicken. And I'm a dude, I can eat anything cold. So I ate on that shit for like 4 days. I just could grab a piece. I didn't even give a shit. I just eat part of it, throw it out. Eat it. I'm telling you, it's good shit. Bush's.
Oh, yeah. I'm
a mashed potatoes gravy kind of guy, though, too. Right.
Exactly. That's why. And so, like, for sides, KFC still wins. Their shitty, disgusting mashed potatoes and gravy are still the best.
They are. They're super good. But try Bush's.
It's
again.
Disgusting, like, so, like, instant mashed potatoes and gravy.
But I don't care. You know it. Good. It's like going to McDonald's. You know exactly what you're fucking getting, bro.
Yeah, exactly. Right? And it's good every time.
Yeah, it's good fucking every single time. I love it.
Yeah.
Fucking great. So I'll just say.
At KFC, did you ever try that thing where it was like the, I don't forget what they called it because I never tried it, but it was like a chicken breast. And then ham and cheese in the middle.
Oh, no, I haven't
Did
done
that. Did you ever
that
try
one.
That?
Nope.
It was like called like the heart attack or something. Or the.
I didn't even know they had that.
The fucking,
I don't remember that.
It was a while. It was a while back. It was like, I don't know what it's called, but it was like, man, what was it called? It was like a.
Like something like that.
I had the internet right in front of my face. Why can't I just fucking Google it?
Oh, yeah, that's true. Speaking of heart attack, there's a place in Arizona in Phoenix, or I think it might be in Scottsdale. It's called the Heart Attack Cafe. Have you ever heard of that?
I saw that in Vegas. I walked right next to it.
Oh, they might have one in Vegas, too.
It was called the Double Down.
Was that the Heart Attack Cafe one or whatever it was? The Double Down?
Yeah, that's... The Double Down is the sandwich
KFC
okay. I was
gotcha.
Talking about.
Okay, gotcha. I've never had that one. But I have had fried chicken. Like, they get the biscuits, and you make, like, a biscuit sandwich out of a piece of fried chicken. Like, you strip it off, put the chicken on.
So that sounds great.
Put the mashed potatoes on, then put some gravy on, and then put the top of the biscuit on, and it's just like...
Where's that at?
Like, you just make it. Like, you get everything at
oh, chicken. Yeah. I was going to say, yeah.
At KFC, so you get it fantastic. All at KFC, and you just mash it all together. Because it's all delicious. I don't give a shit.
It's all delicious. Their biscuits are fantastic. They're just frozen, piece of shit biscuits. But they're so good.
They've got it down. Again, they've got it down.
I mean,
you can't go wrong. If they've got a million chains everywhere, it's like...
It's because it's right.
I had Subway today. Super disappointed. You know, Subway, I think they may still be the number one fast food chain in America is Subway. Is it still?
Subway is the number one fast food chain in the world.
Is it? Oh, it's the world. Okay. I knew it was something like that.
Yeah.
I was fucking, we have it in our office, man. I switched up where I was getting a sandwich. I was completely disappointed. I was like,
I can imagine.
It sucked. I'm like, that's why you're the fuck. I don't know. But it was still like $7 for like a 6-inch fucking little shitty sub. Disappointing. Subway sucks.
Well, yeah, of course. I was just looking something up. Did you know? Oh, come on. Where'd it go? They stopped shit. Damn it.
What were you looking up?
I was looking at, I was trying to find the, oh, here we go.
Like what? Like you're keeping us all on edge. You're edging us.
I was watching something earlier. I don't remember what it was, but they were talking about, not eating beef in India.
So well, yeah, the cows are sacred or some shit, right?
Yeah, exactly. So while I was watching that, I was looking this up earlier, which is just kind of a nice little, what do you call it? A little
video reel thing.
Yeah. So it was, I was looking up. I'm like, I wonder if there's hamburgers at like McDonald's. And I looked it up earlier and I'm looking again now. There is not any, there's veggie burgers, potato burgers, veggie burgers, McChicken, filet of fish, another veggie burger, cheese, like
that's fried McDonald's cheese. Or something.
This is McDonald's in India.
Spicy it's McIndia.
Paneer. It's literally called McIndia.
No, fuck off.
I swear to God, it's called McIndia.com.
I just made that up. God damn it.
Veggie Maharaja Mac. Yeah, it's a chicken Maharaja Mac.
It's like a tofu burger.
A McEgg.
It's not just
butter paneer. I mean, paneer is delicious. So
what is that? I don't even know what that is.
Paneer is like a cheese. It's like this cheese that you can cook. It doesn't lose its shape. It doesn't just melt, but it gets crispy on the other side. It's delicious. Paneer really is really good.
Okay,
but yeah, they have no beef whatsoever on the menu there, which doesn't surprise me.
But it's fucking India, bro.
I thought it's also McDonald's. I assumed that they just have whatever, but they cater to their obviously to their people who are wherever they're at. Mm-hmm. That makes sense.
I've never thought of that ever. That's an interesting one because I would guarantee the chicken here at McDonald's isn't their number one seller. It's a hamburger,
no,
a cheeseburger.
No, not here, exactly.
You know what I mean?
Well, so when I was in England in November last year, mm-hmm. I wanted to do like one trip to like McDonald's just to see if it was any different. The menu was basically the same. They had a couple extra little things like some cheesy jalapeno cheese balls that were disgusting. And then I got a cheeseburger, maybe a double cheeseburger, something like super simple
Royale
on the menu.
With cheese?
I simply wanted to see. Yeah, so normally they would call it that, but at McDonald's, they just call it a double cheeseburger.
Okay. Boring.
Yeah, super boring. It's because the queen probably. No, the queen was dead when I went there.
Yeah.
The king just became king. But
that's why his fingers are so fat.
No,
it's McDonald's every time.
Well, no, that's what I'm getting at. McDonald's over there, it is for sure healthier because I looked it up. But also, it tastes healthier. It tastes like, it doesn't taste like shitty McDonald's in America. It tastes like a healthier version of it, which just doesn't taste good. As an American who's eaten McDonald's my entire life, it wasn't good.
Because it wasn't all like fucking processed and shit.
Exactly.
It wasn't overprocessed.
Not like, yeah. It wasn't, it was like, we've always been.
It was an actual hamburger, like with beef and salt and pepper.
In America, it's like now all beef, but and before.
Like, what the fuck was it? Yeah, to your point, you said this to me before. Like, what the fuck was it before?
Exactly. In England, it's like, it's always been beef.
So there is that thing about like, you go out and you look at the ingredients list for like McDonald's French fries over in Europe versus here.
Yeah.
And it's like 50 ingredients here and like four. It's like potatoes,
well,
salt.
To be more than
oil. And that, yeah, that's basically it, right?
There's no other ingredients it should be.
Yeah. It's fucking wild.
I never looked at the ingredients on a McDonald's French fry. It'd be weird if it's more than that.
Dude, it's because they've got that maltodextrose. All that other shit. You want to go down a rabbit hole? Go look at the potatoes and how they get their potatoes and what they have to do to make the McDonald's potatoes that are made for French fries edible. They have to like let them off gas and all of this crazy shit. It's wild.
Oh, yeah, that's typical. But so I used to.
It's typical? I used to go get a potato and it's like
fast food bullshit. Yeah. Typical fast food bullshit.
Okay.
It's the whole process bullshit. No, when I lived in Utah, I lived right next to this huge mine. It was they mined red phosphorus, and it was a giant mine. It paid a fucking ton of money to work there if you work if you're on in the job. Huge mining thing called Simplot Mines. So if you Google Simplot, it's a potato farm in Idaho.
Okay.
Because what they do, they have this huge multi-million dollar mine where they mine red phosphorus just for their potato fields in Idaho. It's the biggest potato farm in the world, and they use the red phosphorus as like in their fertilizer or something. And their main customer is McDonald's. They're the main potato grower for McDonald's.
What does the red phosphorus, I wonder, do? Is it like help promote?
I think it just goes into the dirt, kind of helps to grow them faster, probably.
Keep bugs out, grow yeah. some. That's fucking weird.
It's hard to say. That's also obviously
linkage
using weapons as well.
So, right? Yeah, sure like phosphorus. Sure yeah. Some type of, isn't that the sure shit that you use in? Like, you'd know this better than me. Isn't that the shit you use in tracers? Phosphorus?
No. White phosphorus, but yeah.
Is that for tracers? Or,
but still.
No, white phosphorus is in your nods too, right?
White, fuck, I could tell
I can't
you.
Remember.
I know white phosphorus is like, white phosphorus is grenades or like melt an engine.
Oh, that's what it is.
Like
yeah,
white
I've seen that. Yeah,
white
yeah, that's
phosphorus
what it was.
Like a rocket.
I don't know shit about
that. Melt through shit. But I feel like I'm pretty sure red phosphorus has something to do with that as well.
It's close to it or something.
If I only had the Google right next to me, I could tell you.
I mean, the internet's, you know, it's only free. Thank you, Al Gore. We appreciate you to this day.
Right.
If you hadn't created that and, you know, the green energy, where would we be today? So it's just one of those things. So do you know what this thing, can you see this on the screen? I'm going to put it in front of the skateboard. Right, I'm going to put it in front of the skateboard.
Just put it closer to the camera.
Well, the camera's 4 feet away from me. I'm trying to get some backdrop. So it's got this little dangly thing. This is a kitchen gadget.
I think that's open up jars.
How did you know that? It's a useless kitchen gadget.
It's a useless kitchen gadget because you have a hand for that.
Yeah, it's a useless kitchen gadget that
which is one of my least favorite things.
Can expand to roughly about six. I don't know. Hang on a second. Yeah, it's about 6 inches around.
So it's two of your wieners, basically.
Yeah, I just measured it in length for width. Yeah.
Yeah, of course, yeah.
But I was looking downstairs, and my wife goes, yeah, we've never used that. It's a power grip that it literally – it's been in a drawer, and we've probably moved this thing 7 times across the country. And it's literally falling apart. Like the rubber is actually falling apart because it's been in the drawer. So I just wanted to share one of these things. If your wife goes out, or ladies, if you go out and buy one of these things, there's a simpler trick to opening up a jar. What's your easiest path to opening a jar, Peter?
Muscles on my hand.
All right, so I don't have that many. Right, sometimes it's just one of
those.
I've got good muscles, but sometimes I just can't get it.
Let's give it to your wife to open.
I know. We're probably equally matched when it comes to grip strength, really. Take a back of a butter knife. Like, say it's a pickle jar and you just can't get that bitch. Take the back end of a butter knife and bang it around the edge of it a few times.
Yeah, that works.
And it'll break the seal and it'll go, it'll pop right off, dude.
Yep. Absolutely. Every time.
My little old mom, who was like 5 foot nothing, that's what she used to do because she couldn't get shit open. She just,
you know, I did that. I did that with the pickle jar one time. And I, what I did is rather than hit it around the outside, I took a spoon and I was like prying around the outside
to just break the seal.
Like pop it. And I shattered the pickle jar in my hand.
Don't do that.
Yeah, I did that. I was probably 16.
That was a lesson learned.
I was probably younger than that.
Yeah, that was a lesson learned, right? That's one of those ones.
So let me ask you this. Yeah. Remember that guy from the Kung Fu movie, that TV show Kung Fu?
Oh, David Carradine?
Carradine. Remember how he died?
Yeah, autoerotic asphyxiation with his
autoerotic asphyxiation. I wonder if you could do that with that.
Let's find out.
Somehow. But yeah. I mean, don't do it on camera, but you
know, I'm not going to start jerking off.
I don't want to get taken off of YouTube.
You could.
Wow, look at that. You could. Now you have your wife. Go, like, you're going to, like, fucking open up yourself as a jar.
No, my neck won't fit it. It's just a little too short, but I guarantee there's some little people out there that could absolutely use this.
Midgets could use that for autoerotic asphyxiation?
Or I was thinking, like, people kind of like David Carradine. into some weird shit. You know, they don't really lift weights. They don't work their neck muscles very much. You know, kind of skinny-ish. Might have blue hair, for instance. Something like kind of that genre of people.
That genre of person.
Yeah. I mean, they definitely could probably get away with this. But the problem is, you can, I mean, do you tug on it yourself? Or do you have somebody leading you around with this? Because there's no hanger on this. So if you're going to do the back of the door, like Michael Hutchinson from NXS, right? He was banging the top of his fucking career. David Carradine, well, at least he was like later on in life.
Well, my grandpa loved that movie, TV show. I remember watching it all the time. I'd go come to the house and he'd be
Kung
watching
Fu. Yep. That it was show great.
Every time. Yep. Oh, hold on. I just hit my volume. Talk.
Talk, 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 talk.
There you are. Yep. Right. I turned it down.
Oh, you've got the wires.
No.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got those.
It was a great show. Ones. But he was in, like, I think he was in full geisha makeup and he had a chick with him that didn't have a, like, performs or like performs,
which is CGI. Fucking weird. Where was he at? Was he in?
He was in Thailand or so. I think he was in Thailand.
That makes sense. That makes sense. Didn't what's his name? Andrew. God, what was his name? Not Andrew. The chef. The chef who did lots of coke.
Oh no, he just hung himself.
Oh, he just hung himself.
Yeah.
Are we sure it wasn't autoerotic?
I don't know that we are sure, but chef. Can't say that word.
How the fuck is his name?
Anthony Bourdain.
That's it.
Yeah. Anthony Bourdain. Yeah, it was suicide. His was sad.
It was a suicide.
Yeah.
Yeah. Absolutely was sad. It was sad.
I mean, it's
sad. I've gone back and watched a lot of his stuff again.
Fuck
and
again
yeah,
they're great.
Just, like, traveling.
His shows
was
awesome. Amazing.
He had crazy stories.
Yeah.
Everything. It was edited perfectly. It was shot perfectly. It was so good. And it was about food, which is like my favorite thing to shoot and talk about.
100%.
I loved it. Yeah,
dude. Yeah, he changed the way a lot of people think about food, especially for me. Like, just the history behind it, the traditions behind all of those different, going to all those different places and shit. It was amazing.
Of course.
And then he got into jujitsu like when he was like 50 something or whatever, and that's kind of cool.
Exactly. And if you had something holding you back about something, he would remind you that to have no reservations about it.
Bang.
See what I did there?
See?
All right, yeah.
But anyway. If the show was still on, it probably would have been better. But you go back and watch all the reruns, people. They're fucking amazing.
I've gone back and watched a ton of the reruns. Yeah. I've probably watched all of No Reservations. I've watched a bunch of other shows.
No Reservations.
Exactly.
That was great. Yeah, that was one of my favorites. I'll give him a rest in peace. It's been a couple years, I think. I think it's been 2 or 3 years, something like that.
I just
looked it up 2 seconds ago. I could probably just fucking verify that. I literally just pulled.
Yeah, I've only had the entire
internet. I mean,
in
yeah. So he was born in 56, and he died. When did you die? In 18? Fuck, it's already been 6 years. 8 years or 6 years.
18. 18.
No. What's today? Is today 24 or like 2024?
2024.
So it was June 8th of 2018. That seems like it was just the other day.
Wow.
It's like fucking crazy.
That is crazy. That is crazy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I don't know, dude. I'm just saying, like, this has a quick release button, though. Like, a belt doesn't have a quick release
button. Well, that's safety. So that's safety. That's smart, because you should have that safety.
You're, like,
just
starting
in case
to brown out.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah.
You hit that button real quick and fall to the floor.
Just, bah. Like, or your neck. Yeah. Right, but
we would just like fall in the pile of your jizz. That would suck. That'd be kind of gross too.
I don't know how would you do it. Like it just goes, whoosh, just lands over here. But you're still like, I guess you just keel over. It's
that depends on where you fall.
I'm kind of thinking. I don't know if that's a good one. It needs to be a timed release or like a blood pressure.
Yeah, possibly a little bigger too.
I would say a blood pressure release. Like if your blood pressure drops a certain amount, it just goes.
Oh, you know what?
And it just
I
opens
wonder if
up.
Some rich guy somewhere is like way into autoerotic asphyxiation, and he has some like scientists like, give me some device that works on my blood pressure, mm-hmm. and when it drops up below a certain amount, it automatically releases, so I'll never die.
And then you just come back. It's like if you've gone to the doctors where they put those little things on your finger to check your pulse.
How the fuck do they do that?
It's your blood
ox. They check your oxygen through your finger.
I don't know. It's magic, right? Whatever that magic thing is. When my mom got
I did it this
sick,
morning. I have no fucking idea.
When my mom got those things, when my mom got sick, she had like a dozen of them lying all around because her oxygen levels would get, she had lung issues. She had them lying up, but I have like three of them downstairs now. I don't know why. I was just like, I'll keep them. They're cool when I cleaned out her house after she passed away. And so, yeah, every once in a while, I'm like, what is this? I'm like, oh, I'm 98% or 95% oxygen saturation. I don't know how it does it. It's like your pulse and your finger. We probably need to get a doctor on here sometime.
Somebody in the comments, tell us how this works.
How does a little finger, I don't even know what the fuck to call those things.
Oxygen sensor, I would imagine. I have
O2,
no idea.
I don't know.
O2 I remember during like the whole COVID bullshit, my wife was worried about, she thought she had COVID. So I went and bought one because apparently one of the side effects was like not very much oxygen maybe.
Yeah, you can't.
I never got it, so I have no idea.
Basically, it's like having a bad chest cold. Of course, it's going to be less. Mm. Get more bullshit. Fluid and shit in your chest, so it's not working the same way. So,
yeah.
Oh, have you ever been to Nyosa? This is a San Antonio thing. So this
Nyosa, France?
Nope, Texas. This is it's called Night in Old San Antonio.
I've also never been to Nyosa, France. So
I didn't even know there was a Nyosa, France. Is that a
there might
thing?
Not be.
Are you just making shit up? Okay, that's fair.
Yeah, it just sounds like a place in France.
Dude, whatever. It could be. All right. I would say Spain.
It could be one of those places, honestly.
But it's
really
actually San Antonio. It's Night in Old San Antonio. So what evidently, is it? It's a drunk fest where you go and you eat chicken on a stick. And sorry, my cat's fucking attacking the bag over here. You eat chicken on a stick. And that is a very, I don't know if that's a Texas thing or if that's a San Antonio thing, chicken on a stick.
That's a fiesta thing, right?
It's definitely a fiesta thing. And people have pendants and do all this crazy shit, and evidently it turns into college night every night. So we're going to go down there in a couple weeks. You should definitely join us. It's more, it's like a food. They've got mariachis.
I've always wanted to go to fiesta. My wife hates it. So
I've never been. I've been here 6 years. I'm like, tickets are $20. We should make a pilgrimage just to do it one time. Fuck.
Yeah, we'll make a little one day vlog about it.
Yeah.
Put it on the channel.
Doesn't have to be, we don't have to stay till fucking 2 o'clock in the morning. But yeah, it's supposed to be badass. Beth said, Beth's kind of in that same boat that,
well, she's born and raised here, so she's probably been to it enough times since like growing up.
She's like,
she went to ATM or A&M or whatever. A&M. So
to ATM.
She's probably been here 1,000 times. So, or the hat is ATM, you know, ass to mouth.
That's the thing.
Every time she wears a hat that says ATM.
And she's like, basically you're just butt to nut. Like it's so later on the night, it gets so packed in. So she's like, you go early, check it out.
No desire to do that specifically, but I'll go for some chicken.
Chicken, beers, listen to some music, and bail.
During Fiesta, you know the Wonderland of America is that weird little shitty mall?
Yep.
Okay. So during Fiesta on the 27th and 28th, that weekend, there's a Asian festival in the mall where they have like all kinds of cool stuff about anime, which I don't know shit about anime, but they have a huge Asian food festival there. And they have all kinds of weird Asian foods. Not like the weird stuff
like sushi
and shit. Sushi's not weird. Sushi's regular. But they have like weird
regular
stuff that
Chinese.
You see on. Yeah. They have stuff you see on like animation movies that they remake, basically, or they have stuff like things you might see on TikTok or Instagram, but you don't see in real life because it's America, not Japan.
Yeah.
So they have all kinds of like Asian foods there. I want to go to it because it's going to be interesting.
I was just like, why don't they just put Japan and stuff like that? They're known for their vending machines, right? And I've never been to Japan, but I've seen shit. That's like a thing. It's like a huge culture there. Like you can get anything out of a vending machine.
Yeah.
I don't think I'm telling anybody shit people don't know. Why don't they just do that? Just put like 50, just bring, they don't even
That'd
have
That'd be less interesting. I don't know if they have people there like making weird shit.
I know, but I think it'd be
as far as weird vending machines, we were in this bar over by, I can't tell you where it's at. I don't remember. We were in some random bar and they had a huge vending machine for pizza. So basically you order your pizza, it makes the pizza, cooks it for you, and it gives it to you at the little fucking, at the door.
Like it just slides
it's like
down.
5 minutes or less. It's a 5 minutes or less pizza.
So how was it good? Was it? I mean, it's vending machine pizza.
It was so, It was so loud. I have no idea. I just thought it was interesting.
I'd be curious to know how it came out.
I would have done it just to try it.
That's what I'm saying. I wonder if they're like, I bet you they're little personal size pizzas.
Probably just a little.
You're not going to get a large
personal pizza.
It's fucking perfect.
Yeah, for like a little shitty bar
food.
Pizza. You're drunk and you want some pizza.
You don't have to pay anybody in the back. You just got to load it up with dough and some toppings and shit like that. That's a great idea, man. And it automates it, does it all. And it's, you can charge whatever, $6. I'd pay. If I was at a bar, my wife would definitely, she's a pizza fucking freak. If we were at a bar and it was like later at night, we're like, fuck, are we going to just eat that vending machine pizza or we're going to have to stop on the way home or something like that? She's eating,
the vending machine
pizza. Hands down.
Absolutely. Every time.
Yeah. Fuck yeah.
I mean, how many times do you get drunk and you're like, I just need to see something. I need something to soak up the liquor.
That's all you want.
You know, pizza, so you.
A couple slices. And those slices are going to be
100%.
What? 2 inches, 3 inches wide,
I mean,
like a quarter.
I didn't see anybody even eating them because they were completely sold out. Yeah. So like, no, while we were there, they were already gone the whole time. So like, nobody got any.
But the day drinkers,
it was interesting,
came
though.
In. The day walkers came
yeah.
in and got them.
The day walkers came in drinking all, eating all the fucking pizza.
Yeah, so that, I think that's a good plan. We go down Nyosa, night in old San Antonio. That's a thing here. I don't know why people like from my work, I work with a pretty big company here in San Antonio. They take like days off to go do that shit. Like days. I don't know if they're just planning on being like thoroughly fucked up and hungover every single day and planning to go back like the next day, or they're just like really into it. Maybe they're part of a mariachi band. Maybe there's food. I have no idea, but they collect pendants and they have like sashes and all this crazy shit.
Yeah. I see that. Like kind of like how in New Orleans and Mardi Gras, everybody gets beads.
Yeah.
Here in San Antonio for Fiesta, everybody gets these like badges.
Yeah. It's like little
weird, like
pendant
medals.
Things. Yeah. I don't fucking know.
Yeah. Yet. It's really weird. Cause like, I don't want to walk around with a bunch of fucking medals on me. Like it's really weird, but everybody has them. Like you go to like a doctor's office and they'll be like, oh, grab a Fiesta medal.
Like,
you'll go to H-E-B, grab a Fiesta medal. You go to a fucking like lawyer's office, grab it. Like,
you're in the police
Thomas
station.
Thomas J. Henry, fucking 444 the hammer.
Yeah.
Like, why would I want a fucking medal that says that bullshit? Like, it's weird.
The lawyer.
I don't know.
444 I hate that fucking guy.
Yeah. They're all just.
Wait a minute. Why were you the lawyer? Were you at the lawyer?
I'm not at a lawyer. I'm just saying, like, a lawyer's office have the badges and
they
like
probably do.
All the weirdest places. All the weirdest places have the badges. So I'm saying, like,
some random gas station.
Yeah, there's just a random gas station, like
come
get
and
the
go.
Circle K badge from here. Yeah, the come and stay. Come and
stain.
Run away really quick. Yeah.
What's your? You got a Florida man story? Let's hear it.
Yeah, so Florida man story. This happened 2 days ago. It says.
All right.
And this is typical Florida. This is funny. Well, not so funny, but it's hilarious. Well, whatever. Take it as you will. Make your own decision of whether it's funny or not. Woman stabs boyfriend in the eye with a rabies needle for looking at another woman.
Holy fuck. That went crazy.
Yeah, right? Miami. A woman was arrested Saturday after stabbing her boyfriend in the eye with a rabies needle because he was looking at another woman, police said. Sandra Jimenez. So that was a Latina woman. I wonder how that happened. 44, faced an aggravated battery charge. According to Miami police charges report, Jimenez jumped on top of her boyfriend while he was on their couch and stabbed him in the eye with a rabies needle that was intended for their dogs. The boyfriend called police and was taken to Jackson Memorial Hospital. And that's all it says. It doesn't go any farther.
Oh, but where do you get
Wait.
Okay.
I'm assuming it was not a rabies-infested needle. It was probably a needle
used to treat rabies.
But obviously the headline can't say that because then nobody was going to click it.
You know where you get rabies shots, right? In your stomach. Would that mean it has to be a pretty thick needle, like a heavier gauge needle? I'm kind of thinking it probably does, right?
Yeah.
Fuck so, me, man. In the eye. I've got a picture of her. I just looked it up. You want to see a picture of her? Yeah.
Absolutely.
All right.
I don't want no picture on this article. Yeah.
You can kind of see it over on the side. It's just underneath you. It's just the way the video works.
Gross. Yeah.
Yeah. Let's see if I can blow it.
Yeah.
There you go.
That looks like somebody who stabbed somebody in the eye with a chicken with a needle.
Lost her. There. Yeah, that's exactly who that is. So fuck
that's
that.
Gross.
Good Lord, man. That fucking went from 0 to 60 real fast. Just looking at another dude. She's like, I'm gonna take your fucking eye. But okay, so this begs the question. How many times had she warned him before? quit checking out other girls or I'm going to stab you in the fucking eye with this rabies needle. Probably a few.
Potentially a lot. I mean,
she looks like a chick that ain't putting up with Jose's shit. I'm sorry, but that's, they're Hispanic.
Probably his name. Yeah.
You know, her name is Sandra Jimenez. Yeah. So it's probably something along that line. Good fucking Lord.
Yeah. Yeah. That's a crazy, that's not that much of a crazy, like all the other shit we've seen.
It's before. Florida though.
Like the guy with his like shit, you know, what was that guy a couple weeks ago with his shit all his dick all fucking
chained to the sidewalk for people to gently tug.
Gently tug. Oh god.
I don't fucking know, man.
What was your Florida story you have?
Yeah, I'm pulling it up real quick here. Hang on a second. So ultimately my Florida story is a gentleman was found naked in a trash can. Let's see if I can get this.
That seems like a typical Friday night.
Yeah, exactly. Let's see. I hope I have the fucking dude. Anyway, I've got the story. I'm looking for the picture of the guy. I don't know if I have the picture of the guy. I thought I had the picture. I've got it over here anyway. I'll pull it up here in just a second. But man found drunk naked sitting in a garbage can. This is Florida. So arguing that he was not subject to arrest, a Florida man told police that he was allowed to be drunk and disorderly and sit naked in a trash can on a public sidewalk, according to the arrest affidavit. This is St. Petersburg. Cops allege that Wiley, this guy's name is W-Y-L-Y, James Weeks. His parents named
Wiley
him
James Weeks.
Wiley. That's like they fucked up his name, like.
So he was basically born in Florida and then raised and been there his whole life, mm-hmm. never left. Because with the name Wiley, you're not leaving.
You're not getting out. Yeah, you're just not getting
you're
out.
You're not. You're just like, you know you're what? My staying. Parents fucked me. This yeah. is where I'm at forever.
But St. Pete is pretty nice now. It's not quite the same as it
St.
used to be.
St. Pete's great. St. Yeah. Pete's fantastic. Yeah, it's beautiful.
Yeah. So he was intoxicated, unsteady on his feet, and smelled the booze when they discovered him late Saturday evening. So this is a couple weeks ago. Or this past weekend, rather. Weeks seen at, I've got a picture here, I'll show you, was extricated sans clothes from the corner trash can and arrested for disorderly conduct and disorderly intoxication and resisting an officer without violence. I, you know, cops do get a bad rap oftentimes, but if I have to do with a naked motherfucker in a trash can and he, you know what I mean? Like, it's yeah, just a naked dude. Like you have to handcuff that guy and put your hands on a naked dude. Like there's no shirt to grab. There's nothing to get purchase on. Right.
You're just you just have to grab his dick and that's the only way to move him around.
But I don't have a penis allergy, but I have a penis allergy. So, you know, I'm just getting at that. So here's a picture.
Well, then is this his dick or is this all of them?
It's all of them. Like he's a right, big okay. penis. So here you go. Oh, god damn it. Didn't come up. There you go. So again, I'm trying to get it over there. It's just the way we have our Zoom hooked up tonight.
Just a big naked guy.
Yeah, just a big naked guy. You see him right behind Peter. So nonetheless, you know, that's Florida for you. Dude's getting hammered, falling asleep. It like fucking, you know, what's the Sesame Street dude?
But how the fuck did he... He took all his clothes. Assuming he was naked first, right? I mean,
in. He's like, I'm fucking naked. Hot, bro. And he just like, see, it doesn't say if it's in like a little trash can or if it's like a dumpster.
A dumpster, yeah. I imagine it's probably a dumpster.
They probably saved his life.
Why don't you just let him sleep and then just like,
because his ass could get tossed in the trash the next morning and fucking crushed.
That's a good point.
That's a thing, dude.
So the police probably did save his life. Yeah, that's a good point. Those heroes out
there. Then he's out there shaking his dingling around and fucking with everybody. I don't know.
I hope so.
It's all good, dude. We do have to do a flashback to Florida Man's Lunacy, FML. We did the review last 2 weeks ago. 2 weeks ago.
Something like that.
So good. Go check out Florida Man Lunacy out on their Instagram and everything. It's just one of those companies, dude. I've been eating it on fucking everything. So
absolutely.
I meant to grab the bottles, but again, it's 10 o'clock at night. It's past 10 o'clock at night and I'm fucking tired. So
and they're downstairs in the fridge.
And they're right downstairs. But we just need a little mini fridge up here in the studio for this shit.
Yeah, yeah.
For sure. So, all right. With that, we're gonna kick it off. We will catch you all next week. Look forward to seeing. I'll have a little couple other clips out there and some other video shit for y'all. We'll drop that this coming week and stuff. So appreciate y'all. Go out and like, subscribe to the YouTube channel. Hit the button before you leave. Out on iTunes and Spotify, everywhere else. If you want to listen to the audio as opposed to that, you can check us out on Instagram and Facebook as well. So,
yep.
Cool, man.
Watch it on YouTube.
Definitely watch it on the YouTubes. It's our first. We did pretty good, goddammit, doing a Zoom for the first time.
Hey, it worked out. This isn't bad.
Didn't do too bad. My computer finally fucking chilled out. So, all right, y'all. Catch you next time. Cheers.
Bye.